Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of course, this is a song called Familiar Stranger, and I ran into one the other day. When Ryan Neusbickel came into the newsroom, he is a local author who is out with a new children's book called The Funniest Halloween Joke in St. Louis. Started out, Ryan, how are you?
I am doing great.
Let's start out with a little history. You and I used to work on the streets of St. Louis together early in the morning covering things.
That's right. Neither one of us looked awake, I think, at those particular hours. We were usually kicking around with whatever kind of spot news happened overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Probably trying to stay warm.
Yes.
And caffeinated, but yeah, absolutely, it's good to see you again. And it was funny back in those days. If you'd probably looked at my reporter's notebook when I was working at Channel 4, the KMOV TV station, you would have seen a lot of doodles of all kinds of cartoon characters, things like that. And these books have been a fun way for me to kind of channel some of that.
Yeah, this is your sixth book, and mm-hmm. you not only write them, but you also, like you say, you're an illustrator, so you actually do the illustrations too.
Yeah, this was always something that I had kind of done on the side, and it was, you know, my whole life I've been a doodler and a drawer and a cartoony kind of person. And when I started getting book ideas and started putting pen to paper and kind of bringing them to life, they sort of came to life, really, and it's been a lot of fun since then. Not too many straight lines, though. I draw a lot of curvy, big noses, big smiles, skinny legs, things like that.
I see that here. So this is kind of a silly question, but what is the funniest Halloween joke in St. Louis all about?
Well, the funniest Halloween joke, basically, I first of all wanted to touch on the idea, or touch on the fact that St. Louis is the only town in the nation that tells Halloween jokes
really?
On Halloween night. Yes, there's one other town, and that's Des Moines, Iowa, and they do it, but they do it on October 30th, which they call locally Beggar's Night. So they trick-or-treat not on Halloween, but Beggar's Night, and they tell jokes then. But they don't trick-or-treat on Halloween night. We trick-or-treat on Halloween night, and we tell jokes. No one else does that. And I thought, how can I write a Halloween joke without making that kind of the handle for the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
So that I really wanted to highlight that because, first of all, you got a lot of people in St. Louis who think that everyone tells Halloween jokes,
yeah.
and they don't. And then you got tons of people in St. Louis who are transplants who come in and they've never told Halloween jokes their whole life. And then they get to St. Louis and they say, what is going on?
And then they don't get any candy.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to tell a joke to get the candy.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I love shining a spotlight on that because it's this quirky, fun thing about St. Louis. And then the book itself is about a boy who decides to write the funniest Halloween joke in St. Louis because he's thinking, hey, you know, it's simple math. Funniest Halloween joke equals most candy.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes about that. But then, of course, something goes wrong with he's got the joke, but the October breeze picks up the joke. It takes off. He's chasing it down all around St. Louis. Trying to track it down. So.
Oh, sounds very good. It's not like the Monty Python funniest joke ever, is it?
No,
if you read it, you, yeah.
That's right. No,
no, okay.
No, that would.
Good.
I and I'm familiar with that. That's a great bit. That might be a little too Monty Python-ish for some of my reading audience. So.
Visiting with Ryan Neusbickel, he has a new book out called The Funniest Halloween Joke in St. Louis. Mentioned it is your sixth book, and all of these children's books have a St. Louis theme to them.
That's right. I mean, the jokes basically, they celebrate gooey butter cake, we cheer for toasted ravioli, and we tend to make fun of Chicago sports fans here or there, which
yeah.
is always fun. In fact, in the Halloween book, I've got some Chicago sports fans who get lost in a corn maze for the whole book. And so, you know, that's kind of the subplot. Will these Chicago Cubs fans make it out of the corn maze in time to trick-or-treat? I can't give it away, but it's not looking good.
Well, you know, in October, they usually don't know where to go anyway.
That's right. Very good. I like this.
Yeah, we got to be careful, though. I guess they've been in October a little more than we have lately, but... Anyway.
That's right.
So how did you come about to writing all these books and making St. Louis kind of the central theme?
Well, the cool thing about St. Louis is we're so darn quirky, and we have so many interesting flavors and colors that are really, they fly under the radar for a lot of people, especially if you're from St. Louis. You don't realize that you can't get gooey butter cake other places. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't get pork steak other
pork
places.
Pork steaks, right.
And the fact that we love to dip everything in ranch dressing. that is something that is very St. Louis. So, I mean, I was so tickled by this because I moved to St. Louis in the year 2000. So I'm originally from Georgia, but okay. Let me just tell you, I married a nice Kirkwood girl. I've got two girls here. I've adopted you if you haven't adopted me, but I'm a transplant. So I was totally tickled by all these different things about St. Louis. And I thought, this would be so much fun to just kind of start baking into some books. Mm-hmm. And it sort of snowballed. One picked up after the other. The response has blown me away. People here in St. Louis have been so kind and wonderful. We've right now, I think we just sold over 20,000 books so
wow.
far. So
that's
we've really found an audience that enjoys this, which is great because it's so much fun for me to meet all these people.
And, you know, it teaches youngsters about St. Louis, the unique aspects of St. Louis.
Yeah, and that's the fun thing. It tells them, hey, here's kind of a guidebook for exploring your city. It's also nice for people who moved away from St. Louis. I have people who buy the books and send them to adults who have uh-huh. moved away from St. Louis. And then I have adults who will buy the books, get a glass of wine or a beer, and sit down and just laugh because I really try to put as many St. Louis isms, as I like to call them, or, you know, idiosyncrasies in the books as possible and, you know, see how many you can spot.
And so the books you've written before are My Pet Arch, The St. Louis Night Before Christmas, Cloudy with a Chance of Toasted Rav, The St. Louis 12 Days of Christmas, and Who Moved My Gooey Butter Cake? Not much more St. Louis than that.
That's right. And the Gooey Butter Cake book was great. It was just a big excuse to eat as much gooey butter cake as possible because it was book research. So I would come home, my wife would see powdered sugar on my shirt, and she'd say, "Were you doing book research?" And I said, "Yes, but at least I brought you some."
Yes,
so there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. So when will it be on sale, and where can we pick it up?
Yeah, it's going to be coming out August 1st, and it's going to be, I'm in about 50 different local retailers, as well as Amazon. You can get that list of retailers on newspicklebooks.com. But to name a few, Left Bank Books, The Novel Neighbor, Main Street Books, The Bookshelf, quite a few places. And I really enjoy the fact that I'm in a lot of places that are kind of non-traditional book-selling places, places that just kind of hook on to the fact that they love laughing about St. Louis, and places like down by the station in Kirkwood, which is not really a bookstore, but they love putting a spotlight on fun St. Louis stuff.
And that's newsbicklebooks.com. That's NUSBICKEL books. .com.
Very good. You do. It's
I'm
one of those funny,
it.
Long German last names that we know so well here in St. Louis.
And it always fit great when you were on television doing the news Bickle thing.
That's right. Yes. I always said I was a little more Bickle than news, but yeah, that's I kept my actual name when I was working in TV.
It's the funniest Halloween joke in St. Louis. Ryan News Bickle writes it and illustrates it. Great, great work. And Ryan, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Brian. Great to see you again, too.
Coming up next on Total Information AM, the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.